Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. La la la. Let's be honest, you need a good balance of the dummies and the smarties.
The first time I ever got put into the hospital was because I was so constipated, they thought that I was having an appendicitis.
Why can't someone just put all of those things into a tiny little pill and you swallow it and you're done? I have million-dollar ideas here.
Well, thanks for that. You ruined my invention.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
Okay, you go ahead with your other one.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen!
We are back for a brand new episode of Stuff with Shannon, and this time, Deontay, you texted me with homework that I need to be doing.
I did.
All right, so I want to know where this idea came from.
Okay, so I've been working out for almost 2 years.
Right.
Like, consistently.
I've seen that.
And my body has changed in that. It's getting stronger,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't really lost any weight.
Okay.
And the problem is I don't eat enough. And I know that everybody is like, oh, what a terrible problem to have.
Yeah, sucks to be you.
Yeah, but I have not lost all the baby weight mm-hmm. from baby number 3, who is now almost 4. And the problem is I don't eat enough food. With the first 2, I gained 60 pounds with each one of them.
Oh.
And then I lost it. With Jude, I only gained 25 pounds, but then I never lost all of it. So
really?
I'm still carrying like an extra 10 to 15 pounds. I mean, and I was probably a little over where I wanted to be when I got pregnant with him,
mm-hmm.
but I've never been able to lose all of the baby weight. And what happened with him, he killed my appetite.
Oh, really?
So, you know, normally you're pregnant, you eat everything in sight. Yeah, no, nothing sounded good. Nothing tasted good.
I understand that feeling very well.
Into my pregnancy, my OB was like, okay, you're not gaining any weight. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm just, nothing sounds good. And I never really got that back. So I've really become that person who eats to live instead of lives to eat.
Got it.
So I struggle with getting enough food, getting enough of the right kinds of food.
Well, when you're posting on your Facebook about, okay, I still have 1,000 calories to go, so I'm just going to eat ice cream.
Pretty much.
You can't really complain about not eating the right food. It's a conscious decision that you're making.
But nothing else sounds good. So I feel like I start off really well in the morning, and I, you know, after I come home and I work out and I get, you know, some protein. But then I'm not hungry again until, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock. And then by the time I cook dinner, then I don't feel like eating. And then I finally realize like 9 o'clock, I should probably eat something.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Ice cream sounds the best.
And you're eating that late. You're kind of screwing yourself with everything else that you're doing.
Yeah. So I'm great at maintaining my weight, but I'm not really good at losing it. So this is what I need.
Okay. I want to know.
I need someone to invent a pill that has my entire nutritional value in it. For the day.
Is that a multivitamin?
No.
Okay.
It's got to be the perfect combination of protein and carbs
and
fat
yeah.
and the calories. And you just take the pill and then you're done. And you don't have to worry about eating. You don't have to think about what you're going to eat. You don't have to make sure that you're eating enough of this and eating enough of that. Just somebody invent a pill.
That would be great.
There are pills for everything.
Yeah.
Why can't someone just put all of those things into a tiny little pill and you swallow it and you're done?
That would put every gym out of business and your Camp Gladiator would no longer be because we wouldn't need it.
Well, no, you still have to work out so that your body is strong.
Oh, who cares
your heart
about that?
Is
we
strong.
Just want to be skinny.
Come on, Shannon.
Let's be real.
No. And well, but here's the other thing. So I've tried the protein shakes mm-hmm. and the bars and all of that crap is terrible. It's all terrible. But if someone would invent a protein seasoning, then
I like the thought of that.
You could sprinkle the protein seasoning on whatever you're eating and get an extra 20 or 30 grams of protein.
I don't know how much protein is in a typical protein shake, but couldn't you just sprinkle whey protein or something on whatever it is that you're eating?
Yeah, but they're all flavored, like chocolate
Not
or
true.
Vanilla.
Not true. They have them unflavored. They make an unflavored isopure, and that stuff's really good. It's low carb.
Yeah, but then how do you sprinkle that on, say, a taco?
You just do it. You do it. You don't taste it, but you're still getting the benefits from it. I mean, I'm not trying to argue with your inventions that you need.
It's like it's thick. I just bought some and I tried to mix it. I asked my trainer about this and he said it was a good idea. Okay. If I mixed the protein shake stuff in ice cream.
Okay.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
I can imagine.
It was terrible. It was so thick and sweet and it was awful.
Sounds awful.
So if somebody could just pack all that protein into like, you know, a teaspoon of salt.
That makes complete
or
sense.
Or a taco seasoning filled with protein.
I like it.
Or Cajun seasoning filled with protein. I have million-dollar ideas here.
That is a really great idea.
I need somebody to implement this.
I would use that for sure. I'm doing the ketone thing right now.
Are you?
Where I drink that stuff, and then it's low-carb and then low-ish fat, high-protein, and it's supposed to help. I'll tell you this. It has helped me with one problem I have had since birth, and that is going to the bathroom. I have never been able to use the bathroom. The first time I ever got put into the hospital was because I was so constipated they thought that I was having an appendicitis.
Oh my gosh,
it was that bad. So my mom rushed me to the ER, and they did all these tests, and then come to find out I was just uber constipated. I don't know if I'm losing any weight at all. I don't care at this point. I am drinking that stuff just for that purpose. So I'm telling you, if you have any problems with constipation, try the ketone diet because it works really well.
Good to know.
Anyway, that's just a random thought of something that's going on with me right now. But, you know, you sent me a text and told me to think of some inventions, too. And do you have more?
I have another one.
Okay, hang on. Let me give you one first.
Okay.
The first thing that came to my mind was a brain chip to make me bilingual. Because I have been doing the Duolingo thing for probably 3 weeks now.
Okay.
Trying to brush up on my Spanish, and I'm listening to the Spanish podcast, and it's just not coming to me as easily as I would like for it to.
Okay.
So I would like it if I could just get an injection of smartness or a chip of smartness. I don't even need it to be just bilingual. Smartness. Give me something to take that's going to make me smarter, and I will be forever grateful. And I think that person would win a Nobel Peace Prize.
The only issue with that is if everyone has access to that, the competition of the smart people in the world becomes extremely, extremely fierce.
It already is in some parts of the world.
Yeah, but let's be honest. You need a good balance of the dummies and the smarties.
Yeah.
Because everybody can't be a smartie. Everybody can't be a CEO. Somebody's got to be a worker bee.
That's true.
Then if it's accessible to everyone, that everybody wants to be smart.
Okay, well, how about this one?
Okay.
This is genius. And this goes back to when I had my brain surgery, okay?
Okay.
And this is one of the only things that I remember in the hospital was when they wanted to take my catheter out, I said, no, don't do that. Leave it. So I was thinking, home kit catheter. How much extra sleep would we get at night? Or how many movies could we get through without having to pause them a dozen times? If we didn't have to get up and go to the bathroom, that's genius.
I'm not a person who gets up in the middle of the night to pee, so.
Okay, but you do have to stop movies and stuff to go pee sometimes, right?
Occasionally.
And it really sucks when you're at the movie theater and you drink that big, huge Diet Coke or whatever, and midway through you're dying. You're
that's
doing
true.
The pee-pee dance in your chair.
That's why you need the Run Pee app. Do you have the Run Pee app?
I don't use it, but yeah. Well, thanks for that. You ruined my invention.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
You go ahead with your other one.
I think that someone should invent inter-car intercoms.
That's genius.
So that you can talk to the other cars.
It would be bad, though.
Well, here's the thing. Here's how you fix it.
Okay.
You have preset comments.
Okay.
So you can't, like, go off and, like, cuss somebody out.
Okay, I don't want that then.
But there are things like, hey, get off your phone.
Or, hey, you're in the left lane going 10 under the speed limit.
That's right. Hey, speed limit in the left lane is infinity.
Hey, both your brake lights are out.
Hey, use your blinker.
Those are great.
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Hey, your baby's crawling around in the back seat when they should be in a car seat.
That's right.
Dumbass. We need that one, too.
Your 8-year-old is too small to be in the front seat.
Gosh.
See?
I do love that one.
And to go along with that,
uh-huh.
Bulletproof glass for all cars, because there's some crazy out there that's going to try and shoot you because they're mad at your intercom comments.
That's Great.
And those idiots will just shoot themselves.
Or some kind of armor to go up over it, I guess.
There you go.
Bulletproof glass is probably pretty expensive.
Yeah, but if you make it standard.
That's true, I think. Okay, what do you think about this?
Okay.
Speaking of driving,
mm-hmm.
I live in an area where we have a lot of four-way stop signs.
Okay.
And you know how it's, you always have that awkward go forward just a little bit and then stop because somebody else went forward just a little bit and stopped.
Right.
And so you don't know who's supposed to go and mm-hmm. it gets really, really frustrating.
Yes.
What if we had blinking stop signs that could tell whose turn it was and when you're supposed to go, your stop sign blinks? So there's no more of the confusion. Go up a little bit, slam on your brakes, go on a little bit, slam on your brakes. And then you're frustrated at every stupid four-way stop sign. The light just blinks when it's your turn and you go.
I think that's just like a regular stoplight.
It is like a regular stoplight, but the regular stoplights don't do me any good when I'm at a four-way stop sign. So we need the stop sign. Don't look at me like that.
I don't know.
Don't look at me like that. I told you I didn't know how you were going to feel about my ideas. Okay, how about this?
Okay.
How about a karma proofer to make sure everybody gets exactly what they deserve?
I love that.
The karma fairy. I would like to invent or have a karma fairy.
That's a good one.
To go around and give good things to good people and to do bad things to bad people who deserve it.
Yeah, but how does the karma fairy decide?
I tell her. I'm a pretty good judge of that stuff, I think.
So basically, you want to be the karma fairy.
That would be awesome if I could be the karma fairy. That's actually a pretty good idea. Maybe we can do something like that, karma fairy. I like that idea best.
Just send in your letters and let Shannon decide who gets the good karma and who gets the bad karma.
I make your dreams come true.
Or hell.
That's awesome. Good thinking on your pills, though. I would take those.
I'm telling you.
For sure.
I have another one.
Okay, what?
Indestructible tires.
Yes.
You cannot tell me that someone in this world cannot invent an indestructible tire.
They absolutely can.
Of course they can, but they just want us to buy tires every 6 months or year or however long it is you're supposed to replace those.
That person is being paid off by all the big tire companies to keep their idea under wraps.
There you go.
Tires are expensive. I need two tires on my car right now, at least. I probably need to get four, but I know for sure I need at least two. And I looked them up last week, and the prices were enough to make me want to vomit.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It is ridiculous. We're starting to look for a new car for me. Uh-huh. Probably not until next year. But even just in looking in the prices, like the difference between the 18-inch wheel and the 20-inch wheel,
it's
like
insane.
You don't think about that when you're buying the car. But then when you have to replace it and you look up the cost of the tires, you're like, wow, those 20-inch tires are a lot more expensive than the 18-inch
Absolutely.
Ones. So.
And then the weight sucks.
Yep.
You have to put a whole afternoon devoted to getting new tires on your car. Even if you have an appointment, it sucks.
Yeah.
But that's a good idea, too.
Indestructible tires.
I like your ideas way better than mine.
Well.
Except for the Karma Fairy. That's going to become a reality. I'm going to make sure. Maybe that's a reality show. The Karma Fairy.
Oh.
Oh, don't tell anybody.
That's a great idea.
Don't tell anybody my idea. Oh, dang, I just came up with a really good one.
We're going to have to develop that.
Okay, let's work on that.
We'll take that offline.
I think we've got some genius ideas.
I think so.
And at least a TV show that should be produced.
Now the question is, who implements the ideas? Do we know a chemist that can make my my pill?
Okay, so if you want to make Deontay's pills, hit us up.
That's right.
Facebook is At The Stuff Podcast.
At The Stuff Podcast.
Yep.
Leave us a message.
And I think next time, I want to talk about songs of the summer.
Oh.
Because you can always tell when summer is coming based on what you hear on the radio. At least that's what I think.
Yeah.
And I look forward to summer more than any other season of the year, mostly because of the music. So I was wondering, I've heard people say, this is going to be the song of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with what everybody else has said, and I have my own ideas for what will be or could be songs of the summer for 2017.
All right. I can't wait to hear them.
We'll talk about it next time on Stuff with Shannon.
Love you, Shannon.
Love you.
Hasta la vista, baby.